Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our first of hopefully many special legal holiday shiurim here in the shul. I want to thank the sponsors of the breakfast this morning, the Hagler, Rose, and Picasso families for Refuah Shleima, for Shmaryahu ben Rezel Shoshana Miriam, and the Farber family for Refuah Shleima, for Ruchama Chana Etel Bas Chava. They should both have Refuah Shleima b'soch shar chalei Yisrael. Through the course of our learning, the topic I asked what topic we should speak about today, and I was told, you know, we do so much halacha in the shul, we never really do lamdas, so maybe we should have something related to lamdas. So I said, okay, you know, you'll get what you wished for. So we'll do a little bit of lamdas, but one should realize, of course, that all halacha is based on lamdas, and all of lamdas is based on halacha. Meaning they're very much. If one thing we learn from Rav Rimon, from his svarim, that is absolutely the truth. But it's just a different point of emphasis, I guess. Meaning, as opposed to a shaila and dealing with halacha lemaisa, how something plays out, we're going to talk about a situation where we know what the halacha is. The question is why. The question is what's the basis for the halacha. The question is there a way to explain it by understanding the foundational lamdas behind the shaila? So since it's 2 days before Asar B'Teves, I figured it's a good opportunity to talk about Asar B'Teves. I'm not going to talk about New Year's and whether you're allowed to keep celebrate New Year's and this and that. I have no interest in that whatsoever. I mean, I've spoken about that 1,000 times and I have zero interest. Maybe you're interested in that. I'm not. So instead, we'll talk about an actual Jewish day. Asar B'Teves is coming up, so I thought we'll talk a little bit about Asar B'Teves. I have to apologize that I did not make Mar Makomos. This shiur would certainly work better with Mar Makomos in front of you. I simply did not have the time to do so, but hopefully it will work anyway. Now I want to talk a little bit about the difference between Yom Kippurim and other fast days, as far as chinuch is concerned, as far as chinuch habanim, as far as training children to observe the fast days. The Shulchan Aruch paskens in Siman Tavkuf Nun, Hakol Chayavim Lis'anos Arba Tzomos Halalu V'Asur Lifrotz Geder. Right, that we have no doubt that we are all obligated to fast during the minor fast days as well. Those are not optional. It's Asur Lifrotz Geder. One has to fast the minor fast days. And the Rama writes, Mihu Ubros Uminikos Shemitztaros Harbe Ein Lis'anos. If a woman is pregnant or nursing and it's very difficult to fast, then they don't fast. And Vafilu Einan Mitztaros Ein Mechiyavos Lis'anos. And he says, and guess what? Even if they're not really struggling too much and it's not too difficult for them, they still don't have to fast. But the minhag is that if they're not having too much of a difficult time with it, that they do fast. I think the minhag has now changed, where the minhag is currently that pregnant and nursing women, even if they're not having a difficult time when it comes to the minor fast days, do not fast. So pregnant and nursing women don't have to fast. Comes along the Mishaburis of Katnehei, and he says, you're not going to fast, but if they're weak, they should not be machmir. It's not something that's appropriate to be machmir about. Umikol makom, af hatzorich lechol, even someone who needs to eat on a fast day, lo yis'aneg atzmo bibasar v'yayin, rak efi mashatzorich. Shouldn't have meat and wine and treats and things like that. Just what you need to eat, just to maintain basic sustenance. So the Mishnah Berurah then adds, since this shiur is not about ubros uminikos, we're not going to be talking about pregnant and nursing women, the Mishnah Berurah then adds, v'chein ha-ketanim sheyesh lem das lis abel, if you have a child who's old enough to understand the concept of avelus, af al gav she'in mechuyavin lechanchem afilu ben yud beis shana, he then makes an assumption. Even though there's no din of chinuch for a fast day, and even if they're 12 years old, even if their bar mitzvah is yud aleph teves, there's no din of being mechanech a child to fast on yud teves, v'afilu b'tainis sha'os, even to skip breakfast on asara b'teves, there's no inyan whatsoever. Mikol makom ro'i lechanchem shelo yochlu rak dei kiyum haguf, lechem umayim o shar ma'achal pashut, lefiatino kedei sheyisablu im hatzibur. They should eat only what they need to eat. It shouldn't be a day for too many treats. They shouldn't eat chocolate. They can have a tuna fish sandwich and not even the fancy tuna fish with all the vegetables, right? They should have basic foods just to be able to eat. And that's all that they should do, because even though they're not obligated to fast, just like, and the Shabura makes this equation, just like a pregnant nursing woman who's not obligated to fast should not indulge on a fast day, a child also is not obligated to fast, but should not indulge on a fast day. So what emerges is that there's no chiyuv chinuch for children to fast, and that's confirmed by the Bir Halacha in the name of the Prima Gadim, which says, Tinok espas yud beishan v'yomechad v'tinok ben yud gimushan v'yomechad chayavim lesanos v'lo kodem l'chein. Bar bat mitzvah, you fast, and not before that. It's one of those odd things that the minhag of most people seems to be directly against halacha psuka. We have that in a few different places, where the minhag, let's say, of when the child puts on tefillin is directly against halacha psuka and shulchan aruch. We're not going to get into that one right now. But the minhag of when you start fasting is directly against halacha psuka. What's the most common minhag? Three fasts before the bar mitzvah. No such thing. Doesn't exist. Right? Before the bar mitzvah, there's no need to fast asar b'tevis, shavas b'tam. None of the fasts. We'll get to what the halacha actually is, which is also not properly observed, but we'll get to that in a moment. But certainly before the bar mitzvah, you don't fast. Before bar bat mitzvah, you don't fast any of the minor fasts. Now, even though, and then what also the Mishnah Berurah tells is that even though they're not fasting, they shouldn't indulge. And that's based on a Magen Avraham in the name of Ramami Panim. Now, the source for this patur is the Gemara in Yuma Daf Pei Gimel. The Gemara in Yuma tells us, "Hatinoko sein ma'an nosan b'yom ha-kippurim." When it comes to Yom Kippur, we don't make children fast. Avam lechanchen osam lefnei shana v'lefnei shnatayim b'shil shi'u regilim b'mitzvahs. But a year or two before Barabbas Mitzvah, they should fast the entire Yom HaKippurim in order that they should become accustomed to doing mitzvahs. So the Gemara talks about being mechanic children to fast specifically on Yom HaKippurim. So in the Sefer Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, on the spot, he says, "Ksas kashatevas bi Yom HaKippurim." Why does the Gemara tell us, "Hatinok esein manoson bi Yom HaKippurim"? The pshitah bi Yom HaKippurim skinan. It's Maseches Yuma. The whole thing is about Yom Kippur. Of course it's Yom Kippur that we're talking about. So he writes, "V'ine le'inyan dina nistapakti." As far as halacha, I'm not sure. Im mechanchen atinokos l'tishba v'l'shar tanyos. Are we mechanich children for Tishba than other fast days? Uluch ora nira de'ein mechanchim osam kiyim b'yom ha-kippurim. That there's no chinuch for other fast days, only Yom HaKippurim. V'chein nira midivrei poskim shel eskiru chinuch atinokos b'tishba. And that's why you will not find anywhere in poskim about a child fasting on Tishba. V'efshar d'zer ramas hatana ba'omro. That's why a Mishnah Maseches Yuma has to highlight b'yom ha-kippurim. Because there's no other time where there was even a possibility that a child would have to fast. That the whole idea of chinuch for a fast day is only on Yom HaKippurim. So how many Yom Kippurs before the Bar Mitzvah? One or two. That's what the Gemara tells us. Halach Psuk and Shulchan Aruch. One or two Yom Kippurs before the Bar Mitzvah, depending on the weakness or the strength of a child. Before a Bat Mitzvah, one Yom Kippur before Bat Mitzvah. So the girl's Bat Mitzvah might be on Tes Tishrei 1 year. A full year earlier on Yom HaKippurim, she should fast, right? The whole day, the entire Yom HaKippurim, but nothing with the three fasts before. That's the halacha, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. But we're not talking about halacha now, we're going to talk about the lamdas. Question number one, mitzvah of chinuch applies to mitzvahs to Rabbanan? Do you have mitzvah of chinuch on the Rabbanans? Of course, right? It applies to all mitzvahs. Well, why is there no chinuch on fast days, on Rabbanan fast days? There's only chinuch on Yom Kippur. Don't tell me that the whole Indian of chinuch can't apply to a fast day, because we see it applies to Yom Kippur. So why wouldn't it apply to Rabbanan fast days? That's question number one. Why would there be a mitzvah of chinuch for Yom Kippur, but not Tisha B'Av, another fast? Another question. The way we do the mitzvah of chinuch, the very notion... But Yom Kippur, they actually carry it out. And chinuch typically means that they're doing the mitzvah, right? Meaning in every other mitzvah, they actually do it. Not really, no. I mean, that's also part of the chinuch. And another question, just related to that a little bit. When you're mechanich a child to do a mitzvah, so let's say you have a little kid and he wants his dalad minim, right? So you give him a piece of celery and a lemon and say, here's your dalad minim. So is that a kiyum of the mitzvah of chinuch? So the Ritva writes in the beginning of Masechta Sukkah, zero. That's a nothing. That's not a kiyum in the mitzvah of chinuch whatsoever. The very notion of training children to fast for a few hours, which is also something that we do, that's somewhat difficult. The Ritva writes in Masechta Sukkah Daf Beis, when the Gemara says, Machlokas Tanoim, whether a sukkah that's more than 20 amos tall is kosher or not, so Rabbi Yehuda says that it's kosher, and he brings a raya, and he says there was a maisa with Hilani Amalka, that she was sitting in a very, very tall sukkah, and the zakenim never corrected her, even though she had seven children, so mistama, one of them was at the age of chinuch already for sukkah, so she had them in the sukkah that was the malami chafama. So don't you see that a sukkah the malami chafama is kasher? So the Ritva says, mehashaminan, de katan shemechanchanos and b'mitzvos, tzarech lasos lo, mitzvah behechshir gomor kegadol. When you're mechanich katan and mitzvos, it has to be a kosher mitzvah. It has to be fully kosher. The hamaisinan raya b'shmaitin misukah, shalani v'tzrach di lichtov ze, lufi shari'isi chacham tolin v'ze. And he says, and the reason I have to write this, even though it might appear self-evident, is because I've seen chacham make a mistake about this. There is no chinuch if you're not giving the person, the child, a kosher mitzvah. You can't give a child something that looks like matzah and is really chametz and say, oh, this is chinuch for matzah. It has to be kosher matzah. It has to be a kosher mitzvah. Right, so chinuch sefer lulav and esrog, if it were properly advertised, right, it would say pre-chinuch set, meaning when the child is before the age of chinuch, it's not yodeil and aneabo, or it's barely kosher, but it is kosher, it's just not mehudar, right? That would be the way, but if it's mamish pasul, then it's not even a chinuch set. Yeah, and therefore... So let's get to it. So one second. So question number one is, why would there be a mitzvah of chinuch for Yom Kippur and not for other fast days? Question number two is, if the Ritva is right, that the only way to fulfill chinuch, that I left out part of the Gemara says that a Yom Kippur or two before Bar Mitzvah, they fast, and a Yom Kippur or two before that, they fast l'sha'os, on Yom Kippur dafka. They fast a few hours, meaning you skip breakfast on Yom Kippur or two before that. But if the Ritva is right, that chinuch only has to be done completely, it's all or nothing when it comes to chinuch, what's this mesanin l'sha'os? You're not being mechanich in the actual mitzvah.
But I think physically, fasting is different than other mitzvahs because you have to build up strength to do it. Just physically,
you have to practice not eating?
I mean, it's just easier if you've done it a little a bit.
I'm not sure that's true. I don't know. Not eating is always painful. And
so Panara shows you that there's value in quasi-fasting. When he tells the manikos that you shouldn't...
Well, we'll have to get to what that's about also. Meaning, that's not... That you could be eating all day if that's what you need. It's just don't indulge in delicious foods, which sounds like a totally different halacha. And that's not chinuch. That's... Meaning, oh, it's a different halacha. That's saying, eat a tuna fish sandwich, don't eat a steak. But what we're telling a child when he's 10 years old is, skip breakfast. Fast for half a day. Where does that come from? Half a day is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to fast all day Yom Kippur. So I want to share with you three approaches. We'll see if we have time for all three. The first one is not going to be good. We're going to suggest it, reject it. Second one, we're going to suggest and reject, and then hopefully we'll come with a third approach that makes sense. The first approach, and almost everything I'm saying is from Rav Yerucham Olshin, although we'll add in a few things along the way. Especially on the third approach. The first approach is there is a mitzvah of v'inisa. On Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah of inui. And inui means that a person, there's no isra achila on Yom Kippur per se, it's a mitzvah of v'inisa misnaf shasechem, that you have to cause yourself inui, which is, it turns out, translates into an isra achila. So the mitzvah of ta'anus naf shasechem, the Tshuvas Binyan Tzion has the following discussion, Simon Lama Dalit, She'ela. Let's say you have someone who's dangerously ill, and the doctors say the person has to eat, and he's got to drink more than a shir on Yom Kippur. Person Nebuch has the diagnosis, he's gonna that he's ill, and he needs to eat on Yom Kippur, and he's gonna need to eat more than the shear. Each time he eats, does he need to think, is this really necessary? Meaning, I had breakfast, is it really necessary to have lunch? Or do we say, look, once you're not fasting, you're not fasting. Once you broke it, you lost it. So it doesn't really matter. You don't need to, you know you had to break your fast, that was your mitzvah. Now you had breakfast already, you're not fasting. So is there any purpose, is there any point in even thinking about what he's going to eat the rest of the day or how much he's going to eat the rest of the day? If a chola has to eat or drink on Yom Kippur, do we assume they can only eat what's absolutely necessary? Or do we say that once the fast has been broken, there's no reason to fast? So the svara to say that he could eat is that the mitzvah of inui, is only accomplished with 25 hours of uninterrupted fasting. Meaning, similar to what Danny was saying, that it builds up, but in the opposite direction, meaning that the fasting itself builds up. And that if you only went 2 hours without eating, then that's not fasting. That's not inui anyway. So anyway, you're not doing the mitzvah of inui. The mitzvah of inui is defined by 25 uninterrupted hours of not eating. So once you're doing that amount of, once you're not doing that amount of consecutive fasting, you're not getting the mitzvah anyway. And ultimately, the Ben Yisrael concludes, based on the Tosfos and Maseches Krisus, that afal pi sha'achal shachris, that even if a person ate breakfast, if he doesn't need to eat lunch, it's a chiyuv kares to eat lunch. If he doesn't need to eat lunch and he eats yosem mikshir, he doesn't need to eat lunch. So based on this, maybe we can answer both of the questions. Rav Yashiv in his Ha'aros to Masech HaSukkah and Daf Chavtas says that we can understand the chinuch for Sha'os, because it is a complete mitzvah. There isn't one long mitzvah of inoy according to the Binyan Tzion. Meaning, even though you ate breakfast, eating lunch is a chiv kares. So it is, every moment of Yom Kippur is a complete mitzvah not to eat. It's just that there are 25 hours straight of complete mitzvahs not to eat. Each and every moment is a complete mitzvah of inoy, and that's being accomplished by having a few hours that the child doesn't eat. So the child may not be ready to do the mitzvah of inoy every moment of Yom Kippur, but some moments of Yom Kippur he could do the mitzvah of inoy, and that actually is a kiyum mitzvah of inoy, and that also answers the distinction between other taniyos and Yom HaKippurim, because Yom HaKippurim is a mitzvah of inoy each second. Other fast days, maybe, are meant as a singular unit. And maybe other fast days, the other side of the chakira is true. By other fast days, it needs to be 12 uninterrupted hours, or for Tisha B'Av, 25 uninterrupted hours of not eating. And that's the only way to fulfill the fast day. And therefore, a child who's not ready to do that simply has there's no chinuch, because he's not able to do the complete mitzvah. So if you can't do the entire thing, there's no partial credit. That's the first mahalich. Problem with this is the following. Yom Kippur differs from other fasts in that on Yom Kippur, every minute is a mitzvah, where the other fasts, all or nothing. The Mishabrura and Siman Tavkuf Mem Tes Sivkot and Gimel quotes poskim that just simply disagree with the Binyan Tzion. Mishabrura quotes poskim, Misha Tava Achel Behem, Mikol Makom Tzarek Lashon Matainis. I got the Shaila once. Someone called me up and said, I forgot it was fast day. I ate breakfast this morning. What do I do? So do you say, enjoy, right? You messed up, but now you're not fasting. So if you're not fasting, just enjoy. So according to this Mahalich, what would you say? If it's Yom Kippur, no, you can't eat anything else. It's an Isser Kares. But if it's Shaar Taanios, enjoy. Good. Says Mishabur, no. Eat some garlic and your breath stinks. You did something wrong. So what? The way to solve is by eating more garlic and having your breath stink even more. It's an expression that Chazal used. So apparently each moment is its own separate issue, or even on other fast days. And indeed, the Chidushei Agrach al Hashas, Reb Chaim, in the what they call it, Reb Chaim in the stencils, writes that Mimashim Mavur Betainis the Mashim Taninis of Mshachach V'Achal Muchach Tayom Aser Ba'Achilu V'Lo Rak Dikachi of Tainis. He said that Reb Chaim makes this exact diuk from the very fact that if you eat breakfast on a fast day, you still have to fast the rest of the day. You see clearly that it's not just one long mitzvah of fasting, and if you blew it, you blew it. No, each moment is a mitzvah of fasting. So Mahalik number one was very elegant; it fit very nicely. The problem is it's not true. Right? La halacha. It doesn't seem to be true. Meaning, so mahalach number one was that Yom Kippur is about every moment is a mitzvah, so the child is doing the mitzvah when he fasts each moment, whereas Tisha B'Av and Shaar Taanios is a long day of fasting and it's all or nothing. Problem is that la halacha, it's not true. Shaar Taanios are also, if you eat breakfast, you're not allowed to eat lunch. So we have to modify with approach number two. Another approach might be that there are really two dinim in fast days. Number one, they will kaveh certain days as a Yom HaTainis, and that's the primary takana of fast day. That day is Yom HaTainis. And number two is that there's an Isra Achila each moment, which was an addendum to the takana and a result of the takana, but not the core takana. Meaning the core takana is that today is a Yom HaTainis. Once today is a Yom HaTainis, every moment has its own Isra Achila. Let me just explain this for a second. So the real takana is the whole day is a Yom HaTainis. Elamai, once it's Yom HaTainis, Chazal were misakein on all the Tainios Trabanan and Isra Achila. And that would explain, this is like modifies, that they were never misakein chinuch by other fast days aside from Yom Kippur, because the Iker Chiv, the primary takana, was a Yom HaTainis, was that the entire day is nikvah, is a Yom HaTainis. The fact that if you eat, you still need to fast, that's a later add-on, meaning even if it didn't come at a later date, it's like an add-on to the takana. The takana was, this is Yom HaTainis. Elamai, in order to implement a Yom HaTainis properly, we're going to make an Issur Drabanan to eat every moment of the day. But if you're not shayich to the Iker takana, then you're not going to be shayich to the addendum. You're not going to be shayich to the idea of each moment being a separate issur. When it comes to Yom Kippur, the Iker Chiyuv is to refrain from eating b'chol rega v'rega, each and every moment. When it comes to Shar Tainios, the Iker Chiyuv is all day, and Elamai, even though the Iker Chiyuv is all day, they said, okay, once the Iker Chiyuv is all day, there's Nisr Drabanan every moment that you eat. So if you ate breakfast, you still can't eat lunch. But as far as Chinuch is concerned, I'm not going to impose Chinuch on a child if he's not Shayach to the Iker Takana. That's a second Mahalech. The weakness in that Mahalech is that it seems to go against a comment of the Yeshuas Yaakov that's quoted by all the poskim. It assumes, and this is the weakness of both Mahalchim assume that the nature of the fast in Yom Kippur is that each moment is an Isra Achila or a Kiyum Mitzvah Inui. The Yeshuas Yaakov writes, Lahani Desavi Dechashrin Me'isle Yislin in Shnei Gadlus. He talks about, you know, there's a discussion when a child becomes bar mitzvah, right? Meaning, okay, becomes bar mitzvah on his 13th birthday. Yeah, but when on his 13th birthday? I mean, let's say that, you know, they marked off in the hospital, he was born at, 7:25 a.m. Can he daven mariv, for the Amud on his bar mitzvah night? He's not yet 13 years, me'es la'es. So some, we paskin yes, that he could daven already at night. But some poskim hold that, no, you need me'es la'es. You need to get to the time of birth in order for him to become a bar mitzvah. So says the Yeshuas Yaakov, what if you have a boy? I guess this is a good bar mitzvah drash for someone whose bar mitzvah is Yom Kippur. What if you have a boy whose bar mitzvah was born on Yom Kippur? Right? So, im nasa gadol be'emtza Yom HaKippurim. According to those shitos, he becomes a gadol in the middle of Yom Kippur. So, nir la niyastaiti, dikivan derashay lechol miktsas hayom, since he's allowed to eat on some of the day, because he's not yet a bar mitzvah, ein kan tainis me'erev aderev. Memeli, you don't have a full day of tainis. Kivan shekvar ochel v'shas hayom, eich yitachin shebem tzayom k'shnas ha-gadol, yaschil l'sanos. You can't start fasting, like at 5 o'clock in the afternoon in Yom Kippur and say, okay, I have 2 hours of fasting. Ein kan tainis klal, the tainis bein in shia meis leis. Tainis means that you're fasting all day. So if you're eating the first half of the day, then it's not a tainis. He clearly assumes that the nature of the fast of Yom Kippur is that it's an all or nothing. So the first two mahalchim both fall short, according to the Shuas Yaakov, because the Shuas Yaakov says, that's not the way Yom Kippur works. Yom Kippur is not an Isser each and every moment. Yom Kippur is one long day of fasting. So it's against the Binyan Tzion. But if you assume, not like the Binyan Tzion, you assume like the Shuas Yaakov, we have this problem. If Yom Kippur is fundamentally the same as other fasts, how can we be mechayev lechanech esaktanim l'sha'os on Yom Kippurim? It's not a mitzvah b'shlei Musa. And why should it be any different than other fasts? If fundamentally, they're similar to each other. Rabbi Flexner?
I don't know if it's still a question, but I was wondering, can you defend the first mahalach by going back to what Rabbi said in the beginning? If someone accidentally breaks the fast in the morning on a minor fast day, oops, and now, asks him to continue eating, there's the halacha of not indulging, meaning continue eating, it's not that because it's all or nothing, but it's because...
Right, but we don't say eat a tuna fish sandwich.
Right,
we
right.
say you're not allowed to eat at all. So it doesn't seem to work. So
also, is the idea, or part of the idea now of the mitzvah of eating on Tes Tishrei, this halacha about eating every moment is the mitzvah of eating, is that supported by this idea that since the whole Yod Tishrei Yom Kippur, every moment is a moment of inoy mitzvah, so that means every moment.
So there's a question of it's a good topic about the nature of the mitzvah sachila on Tes Tishrei, right, and whether it's meant to mirror the Isser of Achil and Yom Kippur, whether it's meant to enhance the Inoy of Yom Kippur, whether it's meant to prepare for Yom Kippur. A good discussion.
Right.
Yeah. Now, The third mahalach is as follows. And I think this is a yesod in understanding the mitzvah of chinuch in general. I think this is just like the basic lumdus 101 of chinuch. Rabbeinu Manoach makes a diuk in a Rambam. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Shvisos Asar, which is Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, Perek Beis Halacha Yud. The Rambam writes, Katan ben Teisha Shanim ben Eser Shanim, you have a 9 or 10 year old child, Mechanchun Asar L'Shaus, you have him skip breakfast on Yom Kippur. Not every day, Yom Kippur. Ketzad, hayirag yilechol b'shtei sha'us b'yom. If a child normally eats breakfast 2 hours into the day, let's say the sun rises at 6, he eats breakfast at 8, ma'achilin also b'shalosh. Breakfast is a little later that day. So he doesn't skip breakfast, he has a later breakfast. Breakfast at 9. Hayirag yil b'shalosh, he normally eats breakfast at 9, ma'achilin also b'arba, he'll eat breakfast at 10. Lefi koach haben mosifin lanos b'shalosh. Based on his strength, that's how much you increase his inui, says the Rambam. Ben achas esrei shana, bein zachar bein nekeva, a boy or a girl that's 11 years old, misana umashlu midivrei sofrim kedei lechanchem b'mitzvos. They should fast the entire day of Yom HaKippurim in order to be mechanich them in mitzvos. So I mentioned before, right, if you really want to do the halachically accurate thing in terms of training your children to fast, a boy 2 Yom Kippurs before his bar mitzvah, a girl 1 Yom Kippur before the bat mitzvah, and that is the mitzvah. None of the other fast days, they'll be able to brag to their friends after Yom Kippur when they're 11 years old that they fasted, and they'll be able to make fun of their friends on the Tisha B'Av before the Yom Kippur that they're not fasting and their friends have to fast, right? It'll be wonderful. It's great. So he says 2 different things, though. First, that prior to the age of 11, you fast for a few hours, and then that at age 11, you fast all day. But the language he uses to describe those 2 dinim is different. First, he says, mechanchon oso l'sha'os, and then when he talks about fasting the whole day, he says, kidei lechancho b'mitzvos. What's the difference between the two? Says Rabbeinu Manoach on the side of the Rambam. Umasha kasuf harav kan, kidei lechancho b'mitzvos. Lel nami kasuf, mechanchon oso l'shaos, bala hodienu, Rabbeinu Manoach turns into a brisker for a minute, detrei chinuchi havu. There are 2 dinim of chinuch. Kedamrin b'gemara, amar rabbi trei chinuchi havu v'chad ha'ashlama. V'chinuch ha'shaos, eino chova midrabanan, ele chova mutelas al kalada me'atzmo, lelamed ulahargil banav leleches bedarke yosher, kedichsiv chanuch lenar al pi darko. V'zeo shekosov harav kan, mis'ana umash l'midivri sofrim. Ulamal kosov mechan chinoso, v'lo kosov mechan chinoso l'shos midivri sofrim, l'fi she'en chinuch shos midrabanan klal, he doesn't talk like a brisker, she'en midrabanan chiyuv chinuch b'lo ashlama. What's he saying? He's teaching us there's a chiyuv of chinuch to do the full mitzvah, which is from a Yom Kippur perspective, kicks in at the age of 11 for the child. So at the age of 11, he has a chinuch to do the whole mitzvah. That's the ritva's chinuch of doing the entire mitzvah of having a kashra, lulav, and having, right? There's that chiyuv of chinuch. And then there's another chiyuv lahargil, which goes back to what Danny was saying before, to get the child used to behaving properly, which is accomplished by having him fast for a few hours when he's young. He's just getting into the habit of knowing today's a different kind of day, this is a different kind of behavior. You know, that would explain why you'd have children fast a few hours, even if the mitzvah of fasting on Yom Kippur is defined, like the Yeshuas Yaakov says, as Tainus Meir Vaderev. Because the actual chinuch, you're right, can only be accomplished with a full fast. And that starts when he's 11. Prior to that, you have a separate mitzvah, Lahargil. You have a mitzvah to get him into the habit of developing good habits. I wrote about this in my second sefer, that this duality, I had a piece on being mechanich a child in brachos, right? So at what age do you teach a child to say brachos? So there is this chakira. What is the mitzvah of chinuch? Is it to be margil a katan b'mitzvos, or a katan and mekayim b'mitzvah? The way Rav Shachter used to always say this over is a little sharper. Is it that you're being margil a child in mitzvah? You're getting him used to just behaving properly, or is he fulfilling a mitzvah as an eina mitzvah v'yosa? Meaning he's being mekayim the mitzvah as an eina mitzvah v'yosa. So he needs a kiyum a mitzvah. He needs to actually do the mitzvah to be mekayim the mitzvah as an eina mitzvah v'yosa. That's what Rav Shachter writes in Sefer Bikvei Atzon. To li olam hakata nishar lav bar chiyuva afilu midrabanan el shechivu chacham lisnadev b'toras einu mitzuviyosa l'kayim es kol mitzvos. That the mitzvah of chinuch is to make him an einu mitzuviyosa in all the mitzvos. And l'chora, both are true. sometimes only one of the mitzvos of chinuch are operative, and sometimes both of them are operative. For example, a mitzvos lo saseh. So by a mitzvos lo saseh, there's no such thing as einu mitzvah v'yoseh by a mitzvah lo saseh. You don't volunteer to do a mitzvah lo saseh. I'm not a kohen. I can't say, yeah, but I'm very frum, so I'm not going to cemeteries anymore. Like, that, it doesn't make sense. There's no value in that. It doesn't mean anything. If the lo saseh is not shayich to me, so it's not shayich to me. So if a child has no lo saseh, so then it's not shayich to do einu mitzvah v'yoseh. But in developing proper habits and behaviors, lahargilo, well, that makes sense on lo saseh. You don't want a kid eating a cheeseburger when he's one day before his bar mitzvah and then say, by the way, no more cheeseburgers. You know, like, you have to be margil him in lo saseh as well. You have to be margil him not to do averus. Tosfos writes in Maseches Pesachim that machilim karban pesach lekatan, even though he's not manuei al karban, he's not one of the people registered on the karban, because there's chinuch mitzvah. What do you mean? If he's not one of the people registered on the karban, then he has no mitzvah. No, it's lahargilo, even though he has no kiyuma mitzvah, but it's lahargilo. So when it comes to the chinuch of brachos, you could say the same thing. When he's learning in school, you don't say, how should you say the words of the bracha? If he doesn't yet fully understand the whole bracha and he's just learning the words, so you're teaching him lahargilo, that he should know the words, they should be familiar to him. Is he being mekayim chinuch, mekayim a bracha? You're teaching him how to say shakol niyabedvaro in a classroom. So we say baruch atah Hashem, he's not even eating anything, but that's okay because you're being margil him in the mitzvah. But it's not a kiyum of einu mitzvah v'yosa. The reason I brought this up in the Sefer is because there's a stira whether you answer amen to a bracha of a katan. And l'chora, without going into all of the maramakomos, everything is miyushav if you assume this way. Because there's a stira whether you answer amen to the bracha of a katan, because on the one hand, we paskin that when a child is learning how to say brachas in school, you don't answer amen. But if a child makes a bracha on a food, you answer amen. So why? Why would that be? They're both chinuch. He's not chayiv in brachos. Elamai, when he's saying a bracha on a food, he's nein mitzvah v'yosa. He's actually doing the mitzvah. So when he's doing the mitzvah, he's nein mitzvah v'yosa. That kind of chinuch, that you answer amen to the bracha of a child. But when you're just teaching him how to say the words, and it's not the real chinuch for the brachos, you're just being margil him in the words, so for that there would be no answering amen. This comes up, pointed out in the past, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a very interesting halachic analysis of the question of what age to separate the genders in school. You know, what age you have a preschool, so there are boys and girls in the same class. So then you have first grade. So should you already separate, leaving out educational issues? That people could argue about what's better educationally and whatever, and they could do studies and this and that. Fine, but that's irrelevant to us. We're talking about from a chinuch. I mean, it's relevant, but you know, we're talking from a chinuch perspective. When should the boys and the girls be separated? So Rav Moshe was asked from the Beis Yehuda school in Detroit many, many years ago, which apparently used to be co-ed, and then, I mean, now it's like a very, it's not co-ed. He was at, that's the one that has the fancy dinner every year where senators and presidents and whatever go because of that guy, what's his name? The big year, what's his name? Torgo, yeah. So anyway, the issue hinges on how you understand the nature of the mitzvah of chinuch. On the one hand, you could argue that the chiyuv of chinuch applies when, other than the children's age, all other factors put the child in a position to observe the mitzvah the way he would as an adult. Meaning everything else is in place to do the mitzvah the way he would as an adult. Alternatively, you could argue that the mitzvah of chinuch doesn't only apply when the child has the emotional and social capacity to observe the mitzvah similar to an adult. It's just to train the child, get him used to proper behaviors, even if it has no mashmaos to him yet. So those are the two ways to look at it, says Rav Moshe. You can look at it as, well, if the child has a Yetzer Hara, like an adult has a Yetzer Hara, that's when you have a mitzvah of chinuch. Or you could say, no, even though he doesn't have a Yetzer Hara yet, he's 7 years old. He doesn't have a Yetzer Hara. Girls have the cooties. He doesn't have a Yetzer Hara at that age. But you want to be margil him in proper behavior of keeping proper separation between the genders. So Rav Moshe says that which approach is correct is subject to machlokas magen avraham mishnah brura when in hilchos lulav. As I always thought, this is like the godless of Rav Moshe. You know, they asked him about whether a school should remain co-ed up until the fifth grade, right, or sixth grade. And he said, yeah, it's machlokas magen avraham mishnah brura in hilchos lulav. neither the Magen Avraham nor the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Lulav talk about co-education. Neither one of them. But Rav Moshe, like, immediately, that's where his mind goes to. How so? Shulchan Aruch paskins that you're not allowed to give your lulav to a child before you've been yotzei the mitzvah on the first day of Sukkos, because the child has the ability to be kona the lulav. He doesn't have the ability to be makneh back to you, and there's a din of lachem that it has to belong to you in order to fulfill mitzvah. However, Shulchan Aruch suggests that what the parent could do is he could hold the lulav together with the child, never giving up possession to the child. So if the child never took possession, the parent can use the lulav for the mitzvah. So he's like, here, come shake with me, and you're shaking it together. Child is never kona because you got your hands on it the whole time, and then you take it back, and you're mekayim the mitzvah, and it's still lachem. So Magen Avraham writes that when the child and the parent hold on to the lulav together, the parent has not fulfilled the mitzvah of chinuch, because the child has to be trained to do the mitzvah in the same way he's going to do it as an adult. If he never was kona it, it's not lachem for him. So he didn't do the mitzvah. So, you could do that, but then you should just realize you didn't do chinuch, because he didn't do the mitzvah properly. Mishnah Berurah, on the other hand, says, what are you talking about? You ask the kid, what did you do? He says, I shook a lulav. He'll tell you, I shook a lulav. He's not going to say, oh, but I didn't make a kinyan, and because I didn't make a kinyan, and you need lachem, and the first thing, he has no understanding of that. So that's chinuch. Chinuch is, he shook a lulav. He feels like he shook a lulav. So says Rav Moshe, relate that debate back to our question of co-education in younger grades. And it would turn out Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, would be reversed. According to the Magen Avraham, that all conditions have to be in place for the mitzvah of chinuch to apply, so there would be no sense in separating the genders at a young age, because the most basic condition for the mitzvah is having yetzer hara. Meaning the most basic condition for separating the genders is because there's a yetzer hara of some sort. So just like an adult who doesn't have a yetzer hara would probably not be required to stay away from a social setting with women, right? Meaning we have all sorts of heterim in geriatrics for 95-year-old men to have AIDS, right? That are female. Oh, well, what about, isn't this going to be problematic? No! There's no yetzer hara anymore. It's not going to be, so you don't have those same. I'm not saying every time you ask a shayla or whatever, but, you know, you don't. My grandfather has an AID. I went to visit my grandfather and a couple of weeks ago in Rehovot. And his AID is wonderful. And he said, you see my aide, she's so good to me, she's so kind to me, she wants to marry me, but but she's not Jewish, so I can't marry her. So I hear her say, Zaidi, stop it. he's 95 years old. It's not shaykh that you're gonna have a yetzer hara in such a setting. So if an adult without a yetzer hara wouldn't be required to stay away from women, we'd have no requirement to be mechanech a child without a yetzer hara to stay away from women. According to the Mishnah Berurah, though, that the point of the mitzvah of chinuch is lahargilo. It's just to train him in proper behavior. These are protocols. This is what we do. And, you know, the child with the lulav, okay, he didn't do the mitzvah, but, you know, he says, I shook a lulav, because he feels. So then you want to train the child in proper behavior, even if he doesn't yet chap what a yetzer hara is, and what a taiva is, and what exactly. But you're training him in proper behavior. So Rav Moshe says that we pass the Mishnah Berurah, and therefore he says that you should separate the genders at a very young age, presumably not like super young, meaning the child would have to at least know the difference between a boy and a girl. You wouldn't say like the infants have to be, separated in the nursery or something like that, right? Obviously, it doesn't mean like zero, Miguel Efes, at a younger age. In a later tshuva, Rav Moshe writes that in the case of co-education, maybe the Magen Avraham would also ask her from the youngest ages, because he might distinguish between not being mechanech a child, like in the case of a lulav, and being mechanech a child to do the wrong thing, where children get used to mixing with the opposite gender. Rav Moshe argues further that even if there was no formal iser to have mixed classes at young ages, people aren't very good at defining where the line has to be drawn, and ultimately they'll come to mix the older grades as well. He brings a raya from Gemara in Chagiga Daf Gimel, that Rav Lazar ben Azariah says that children were brought to Hakel to get litein schar lemiviehem, to bring schar to the people who brought them. So Rabbi Yeshua was so excited to hear, oh, litein schar lemiviehem, that he was mishabeach. What a great teaching. So Moshe points out, it's difficult to understand what's going on in that Gemara. Isn't it obvious that if the Torah requires you to bring children, I mean, if the Torah says you got to bring your kids to Hakel, isn't it obvious that if you bring them, you're going to get rewarded for it? What's the big chiddush that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said that Rabbi Shua got all excited about? So Moshe explains that when approaching the task of teaching a child Torah, it's very enticing for a parent to say that the kid's not ready to understand yet. You know, it's very enticing for a parent to say, he's just not there yet. Very often parents sell their children short and neglect their obligation to teach their children until the children are well past the age that they should have begun learning. Very often that's the case. To counter that, I mean, we see it in our own shul, right? I mean, we have some extremely young children that are doing very, very impressive things at a young age. Are they smarter, more talented than anybody else's child? No, not necessarily. Some a little bit, okay, maybe, but not necessarily. A lot of times we just assume that that our children are capable of less than, because a parent always wants to look at a child as my little Yingala, my little Mamala, and I still look at my daughter's 14. I still, just leave her alone, let her do whatever she wants, you know. But really, children are very capable. So to counter that attitude, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to bring even the youngest children to hear the reading of the Torah. Even the children who are definitely too young to understand what's being read are brought. And that way, a parent can never procrastinate in starting the Torah education. So if co-education were permitted in the younger grades, Rabbi Moshe argues it would be very easy to just fall into the trap of saying that the child will remain unharmed throughout elementary and junior high school, when in fact, the Yetzer Hara for Arayos obviously becomes active. But the bottom line is, that this mahalich of two types of chinuch answers the questions that we started with. The questions that would emerge from this are, and then I'll take a question that emerge from this are the following. Why not be margil the children on other fast days as well? Meaning, if there is this din, lahargil, so why not get them in the habit of other fast days as well? Meaning, why would that margil only apply to Yom Kippur? And also, since we paskin that 11-year-olds complete Yom Kippur, Shulchan Aruch writes that Beferish Katan Ben Tesh Shanim Shleimos Ben Yud Shleimos Mechanch Moshe shows Ben Yud Aleph Ben Zacher Ben Nekeva Misanin Umashlim and Midivri Sof Midei Lechanch Mitzvos. Shulchan Aruch, what's exactly Lashon of the Rambam? So why not have them complete other fast days also as a form of chinuch? Meaning, we've just explained, there are two dinim in chinuch. There's a din of chinuch to do the entire mitzvah, and there's a din of chinuch to be margil. Well, why not do both of those things on a minor fast day? We do neither of those things on a minor fast day.
We have a halacha by Hilchos Avelos, so we don't have chinuch by Tanan because we're hoping that it's going to be in the batel anyway, but Yom Kippur is not going to be in the batel, so...
Good. We'll get that in a second.
Correct me if the premise of this question is wrong, but by Sfardim, people who are able to osa wouldn't make a bracha on something, right?
Right.
Right, so would the Shita of Magen Avraham be needed to explain why a Katan would be making a bracha and you wouldn't even answer a main, because in the future they would be a mitzvah osa? Because otherwise, for a Sephardic child, why would they be?
Right, meaning it would be a very similar idea. Meaning, if everything is in place, do you view chinuch as Bashar Husham or...
If you don't say like a Magen Avraham, like a Sephardic
right, it would be telling that Machlokes Mishum Berurah and Magen Avraham. Yeah, very interesting. L'chora. But the thing is, he does say bracha because there's a mitzvah of chinuch on the bracha also. So the answer to these questions may be found, again, as Rabbi Farber just suggested, in a distinction between the nature of Yom Kippur and the nature of other fast days. Fast days, in general, are about tshuva. The Rambam in the fifth paragraph of Hilchos Tanyos writes, Yesh yamim shekol Yisrael misanabem mipnei hatzaros she'iru behem. There are days that we fast because of the tzaros. K'dei lo'orer ha'levavos liftoach darkei ha'tshuva. He tells you what the purpose of a fast day is. It's to inspire tshuva, to remember ma'aseinu ha'ra'im, because when we remember ma'aseinu ha'ra'im, Nashuv lehetiv, we'll do tshuva. Very clearly and emphatically states, I mean, I don't know if it's emphatically, but my tone was certainly emphatic. He clearly states that the purpose of Taina Sibur is to inspire a sense of tshuva. And based on this, in the Griz, in Otsros Rabbeinu Mibris, get out in the actual Sefer, the Griz is quoted that Lefi Divrei Rambam Yushev, it's a fundamental difference. There's no chinuch for other fast days, because the point of other fast days is tshuva, and there's no chinuch on tshuva for ketanim. Yom Kippur is a mitzvah of inui. That's a mitzvah in the Torah. That is a din of chinuch. Where do we see that there's no chinuch for tshuva? That seems like a big chiddush. Child never has to do tshuva. So it's a Shulchan Aruch, Paskins in Yerideh, Sim Shin Pei Aleph, that Nara, Avela, Asura, Afilu, Bekichul, Upirkus. And the commentary, the Beis Hillel, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch says that it only talks about a Nara, but not a Ketana, because Ketana, Eina Chayeves Velo Klum. And he explains that Avelus Einu Chayev Bechinuch, even Afilu Ben Yud Gimel Shana Pachus Eze Yamim, even the Bar Mitzvah is just in next week, the Kazvaram may be a tour, Kol Misha Einu Misabel Kamoshetzivu Chamareza Achzari, El Yefached V'Yidag V'Yefashesh B'Maisov V'Yachzor B'Tshuva. That Avelus is also meant to inspire Tshuva. That's all Avelus is meant to inspire Tshuva. Apparently, there's no chinuch for Avelus because, says the Beis Hillel, not the original Beis Hillel, the commentary on the side of the Shulchan Aruch called Beis Hillel. It's a nice trick to name your sefer that. But the commentary on the side of the Shulchan Aruch called Beis Hillel, he says there's no chinuch for Avelus because there's no chinuch for Tshuva. So now that we've shown that there's no chinuch for Tshuva, we just need to understand why there's no chinuch for Tshuva. After all, it's a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. So one might suggest that a child has no averos, and therefore there's nothing to do Tshuva for, but that's not really true. There's a Rama against that. So Rav Yerucham Olshin quotes from his son, Rav Meir Olshin, that the reason there's no chinuch for Tshuva is that the child is never higia l'chinuch for Tshuva. Because the level of das that that's required in order to do proper tshuva is something that you just don't get to until you're a gadol. So it's not a maisa-oriented mitzvah, it's a machshava v'das-oriented mitzvah. Most mitzvahs, yeah, maybe you don't understand the mitzvah, but the mitzvah is about doing something. Tshuva is not about, you know, going through the motions of, you know, it's really be'ikr, it's machshava v'das. And if the child's not a bardeya, he doesn't have that. And that answers all of our questions. Why aren't we misaking any sort of chinuch by other fasts? Because they're primarily an expression of tshuva, which is irrelevant for a katan. When it comes to Yom Kippur, a child who's old enough fulfills the mitzvah of fasting all day. A child who's younger fasts a few hours, either because the nature of the mitzvah of inui is each moment of not eating, like the binyan sion, or, if you prefer, the Yeshuas Yaakov, because it's at least margil him to behave. Why then do children have to limit their intake, like the Mishra Berurah said, and not nash and everything? That's probably a separate din. That when there is an avelus that the tzibur is experiencing, the halacha is you're supposed to be misabel im hatzibur. That's the Ramami Panu that they quote, that a katan should appreciate that if everybody else is refraining, there should be some refrain for him, because he's a member of Klal Yisrael. And that there's always chinuch for, that you're a member of Klal Yisrael. And if Klal Yisrael is going through something, you go through something as well. I was just reading in the Rav Aaron Cutler pullout from the Mishpacha, they said that during the entire war years, there was never meat in the house by Rav Aaron Cutler. The children didn't, because Klal Yisrael is going through something. Your memaid b'tanugim when Klal Yisrael is going through something. So Bez Hashem, we should be zocha to be mechanech all of our children, to be margil them in mitzvos, to have them be mekayim mitzvos as neina mitzvah v'yosa, and we should observe the fast day with all of its depth to appreciate the sense of tshuva that one is supposed to accomplish. Thank you very much for coming to learn today. Have a great day, everyone. Oh, hello, hey, no, shall I call them?